Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Pittsburgh synagogue shooter to be sentenced to death.
Justice has been served.
Court prep for former President Trump.
It's a garden variety proceeding, but this is not a garden variety defendant.
Reaction to Fitch ratings downgrade.
I believe it is entirely unwarranted.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. A jury determines the sentence for the gunman in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. 11 worshipers were killed in a Pittsburgh synagogue in 2018. KDKA-TV's Megan Schiller.
The jury unanimously has agreed that the aggravating factors outweigh the mitigating factors. So they have voted unanimously that they believe that Robert Bowers, by killing 11 people inside the Tree of Life Synagogue in Squirrel Hill, deserves the death penalty.
Lee Stein lost her father, Daniel.
Even though nothing will bring my dad back, I feel like a weight has been lifted and I can breathe a sigh of relief.
The judge will formally impose the death sentence tomorrow. Former President Trump is summoned to court tomorrow on charges in the Justice Department's January 6th case. CBS's Scott McFarlane on the security.
There'll be a Secret Service escort for the former president. There'll be a heavy police presence in perimeter. We saw the same thing in Miami last month and the same thing in Manhattan earlier this year. It's also quite possible we don't see the former president. He'll likely be brought through an underground entrance into a courthouse where cameras are prohibited.
On the campaign trail, former VP Mike Pence harshly criticizes Trump.
I really do believe that anyone who puts himself over the Constitution should never be president of the United States.
Trump faced four counts, including conspiracy to defraud the United States. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is troubled by the downgrade in the government's credit rating.
Secretary Yellen says that downgrade comes even though the economy is strong.
Fitch's decision is puzzling in light of the economic strength we see in the United States.
She cites millions of new jobs, unemployment at historic lows, and overall inflation that has steadily declined while the economy continues to grow.
I strongly disagree with Fitch's decision.
Adding the U.S. has the strongest financial system in the world. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A man posing as an undercover police officer is accused of kidnapping a woman in Seattle on July 15th and driving her some 450 miles to his home in Klamath Falls, Oregon, where authorities say she was locked in a makeshift cell and sexually assaulted. The woman escaped. FBI Stephanie Shark says officers at the home.
They discovered a makeshift cinder block cell with a metal door and a singular light bulb above for light. In a residential garage, and a woman who bravely escaped her terrifying circumstances.
Negasi Zuberi is charged with interstate kidnapping. Now this.
Say goodbye to performance-robbing engine deposits with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Hate to break it to you, but lower-grade fuel can leave deposits in your engine that build up over time and leave your engine's performance severely lacking. Thankfully, Shell V-Power Nitro Plus removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Download the Shell app today to find your nearest Shell station and rejuvenate your engine with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Fuel up at Shell.
Cheers for Pope Francis on his first international trip since having intestinal surgery in June. The pontiff is in Portugal for a five-day visit to the country in which he hopes to energize young Catholics during World Youth Day. The Pope has blasted members of Portugal's Catholic hierarchy for their response to the country's sex abuse scandal and has met with victims in Lisbon. CBS's Chris Livesay is traveling with the Pope.
Portugal has not been immune to that international problem plaguing the Catholic Church. In fact, a report earlier this year showed that nearly 5,000 minors since the 1950s had been sexually abused by clergy. So this is sending shockwaves throughout the country right now.
Alabama researcher Dr. Jeannie Morozzo will succeed retired Dr. Anthony Fauci as head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And invasive fruit flies have been found near Los Angeles, prompting a produce quarantine. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Auto workers are giving the Detroit Three carmakers a list of demands they call audacious and ambitious as they prepare to sit down for contract talks. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert has more from Detroit.
Union President Sean Fain laying out demands for double-digit pay increases, cost of living adjustments, a 32-hour week, and job security. He says first-half profits of $21 billion show carmakers can't afford this.
These aren't my demands. These are our demands. These come straight from the membership.
Carmakers say they'll review the proposals and see where they can find common ground. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his wife Sophie say they are separating after 18 years of marriage. The two said in statements posted on Instagram earlier today that they made the decision after many meaningful and difficult conversations. They have three children.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
People who suffer from migraines may find themselves suffering even more during the warmer months. CBS's Michael George explains.
Adriana Vargo started getting migraines as a teenager, as many as 10 a month. Tightness or pressure in the head worsens into nausea and fatigue.
It almost feels like going to sleep is the only thing that is going to make you feel better, essentially.
Summertime brings a turn for the worse. Ahmad Estemalik is Vargo's doctor at the Cleveland Clinic. He says the three major summertime factors are extreme temperature, moisture, and pressure.
Migraine treatments include dietary adjustments as well as medication or Botox. Without them, patients may find the symptoms debilitating.
The IRS aims to go paperless by 2025 as part of its campaign to conquer mountains of paperwork, and with the help of an $80 billion infusion over 10 years under the Inflation Reduction Act. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.